We are learning Masechtas Menachos Daf Tzadik Dalad, or probably Daf Tzadik Dalad Amar Aleph and Tzadik Dalad Amar Beis today. And we are starting from a new parak, Parak Shtei HaLechem. This parak, especially the beginning, talks about the Lechem Aponim and the Shulchan and how it was placed on the Shulchan. But the Mishnah starts off with the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim. Zok the Mishnah. Shtei HaLechem, those are the two Lechemim that were brought together with the Kifsei Atzeres. This is on the Yom Tov of Shuos, and this is Matir, the Chodosh to Beis HaMikdosh. So Shtei HaLechem, Neloishos, Achas, Achas. You made these two breads, each one you kneaded by itself, V'nefes, Achas, Achas, you baked them by itself, one at a time. Lechem Aponim, Neloishos, Achas, Achas. Lechem Aponim was kneaded, each one, the dough was made into challah, each one by itself, all 12, there's 12 lechem upon him. V'nefesh daim shtayim, and you bake two at a time. It's a shayla in the acharinim if it's two or more, or dafka two at a time. But you're allowed to do at least two. With first of all, when they made the dough, they put it into a tfus to make it a certain shape. We'll see in the Gemara's colleagues what the shape was, but lechem upon him had a certain shape, a specific shape. So you put it into a form, into a tfus, in order to make a certain shape when they made the dough, then because you're right on, when you take it out of the oven, you put it into a defus, so now it shouldn't fall apart. So when it came out of the oven, you put it into this gold defus, and that's how you kept the shape. And like Tosis even speaks out, because you're right on, no, it's the defus. Like Tosis, Heina ka'ores shal shulchan. Kedama, the pasuk says, ka'ores of. The pasuk says, that they make kara isav. Loshon apatzik is vasisa kara isav v'chap isav k'so isav v'nak isav v'shusach v'hem zav tar tasa isav. Kara isav are these tfusim that held the chalas. So that is our mishnah that discusses the lechem aponim and shtei lechem. Zok to gemara, not immediately. How do you know this halacha that you knead them one at a time, you bake them one at a time by shtei lechem, and by lechem aponim you knead it one at a time, but you bake two at a time? Where do you know this from? It says in the pasuk in regards to the lechem aponim, it says the pasuk says that, I think it's the pasuk parashas emor, and the parashas emor says lekach the soilus v'afiso yisah shteim esrei chalas, and you bake it 12 chalas, shnei esreinim yiachal achas, two esreinim each chal, melamoy shenoloishos achas achas. You see from here they do each one chal achas, says each one by itself. Each one by itself, you need it by itself. So, menayin sh'av shtei alechem kach, heino shtei alechem b'shem halacha, tamalam yiyah, the word yiyah, it says, shtei asherim yiyah, halachas, the yiyah is the extra word, and that's marba, shtei alechem also, so we need it one at a time. Menayin sh'av yos m'shtayim shtayim, heino, when you bake the lechem upon, we can bake two at a time. Tamalayim v'samtim, v'samta oysom, it says in the pasuk, that v'samta oysom, shtayim, Shtayim arochos sheishav rechaz al shulchan atov nei Hashem. V'samta oisom is losh rabim. So v'samta oisom is mar betos that the first sima that you do, Rashi explains, it should be in the, that we know the first sima is in the tanor, the first placement is in the tanor, and it says losh oisom. That's mashma, he did two defusim at a time inside the oven. So that's, you know, two. Yochel af shtei lechem kein or shtei lechem do two at a time. Tamlem oisam, that only this one and nothing else has din of two. Freit the Gemara, we just used oisam. Tell me two. Hi oisam, ha fik. They already used it for something. Hey, use it again. So the Gemara, no. Kein leim akra v'sam tam. Just say v'sam tam. My v'sam tam v'sam to oisam. Shav no tarati. You see from here both halachas that first of all you could place two at a time lechem upon him, and number two is that it's coming to exclude shtei lechem. Tanu Rabban, Linton Abraisa. We dash from the words v'samta isom bitfus. When you put it in the oven, you put it in a tfus also. So in the oven, it should not fall apart. So you cook, you bake up a tfus in the oven. The tfus itself is very hot. You put the dough in there, and that bakes it. We already use v'samta isom for two things. How do you use it for a third thing? Zayfrei taisis the baram taisis from time of afikdala loyma shafiyos m'shtayim shtayim and also lamute shtei lechem and for taisis shloimar. Then can lift off in the sato isom. Av v'samto mashma sima b'tfos. V'samto los v'samto mashma you put in the tfos. Zok the brayso. Shloish tfos meim. There were three different forms. Noisna l'tfos v'adayni batzik. First put into the tfos when it's dough. That's giving it the shape. You put it into a form. ukemin tefus hoya lo betana. You also had a tana or a tefus, ukshu hoya, kshu roida rois no tefus. You put it into the oven, you put it into the tefus. And then when you take it out, kshu roida, when you take it out of the oven, nois to betfus, kshu kalki, put it into the tefus, it shouldn't fall apart. Why don't you put it back into the first tefus? Lahadro tefus kama. Keep in the oven lo nafka. Since you baked it, it got bigger. So Tosis actually asks that if it was in a form inside the oven, so how did it get bigger? So maybe it was a bigger form, but Tosis asks the question. Tosis says it must be the form inside the oven was you put the dough around it, not inside it, and therefore it get bigger. There's two types of forms: one's around it and one's in it, and that's the chiluk. That's Tosis says. Different maskul kasheroidon. Tosis different maskul b'tfus hayah oisai son. Tosis says. Reading bigger. So Tosis says that maybe it was around the tefus, but in any case, you have three defusim when you make the lechem upon him. So the Gemara writes, "Itmar lechem upon him keitzer oisim." What is the tefus? What is the shape of the lechem aponim? It's called lechem aponim. It sounds like it has openings on different sides. That's what's called aponim. But what was the size? What was the shape? What was the shape of it? Machlekes. Rabbi Chananya, on top of our base now. Rabbi Chanino, Oimer, Kemin Teva Prutz. Chanino says it was like an open box, which means like the picture in the Gemara, it was a box, it was a square, and it had walls on two sides. But on two sides it was open and it didn't have a cover, so it was like an open box with only two walls. That's what it looked like. When Teva Prutzim, Rabbi Yechonama, and we'll see in the Gemara later on that the Shulchan's size was a rectangle. That's how the Shulchan looked. It was two amas by one amma. It was a rectangle. It was two amas by one amas. So each lechem was you made it that the bottom was five tefachim or six tefachim wide, the wide of an amma. And you place it on the width of the shulchan. So you put on the width of the shulchan, you put up six here and six there. So in each amma of those two had these piles of the breads. So kemin teva prutz, Rabbi Yechonama, kemin svida rekedas. Svida rekedas means a ship that goes very fast, like a speedboat, but it's not really a speedboat, it's really a rowboat. But svida rekedas means it was shaped in a way that it was pointy at the end, looked like a boat. It looked like a boat. That means in the middle it was round, but on the both sides it came to a point, and on the bottom it came to a point. It was not flat on the bottom. It was a svina rekedas. So that's machlokes what it looked like. Did it look like a teva prutzo? Well, like Rabbi Yochanan says, a svina rekedas. So now the Gemara is going to have a bunch of kashas back and forth. Which man the Amar is more mistavro? So Gemara says, "Bishlam man the Amar kamin teva prutzo haynu daviyasve bezichim." We know that together with lechem upon him, you brought two. Kmatzim, two cups, size of a koimetz, of bezichim, of frankincense, which was brought on his back in order to mat the lechem aponim to eat. Where do you place those bezichim? So the Gemara says, from Lashon of the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, v'nasata al ha-mareches levoina zaka, you put it on the mareches. Mareches is the piles of bread. You put it on the bread. So basically the bread is a square box, so you place it inside the box. There's a lot of room to put the koimetz there. But if you learn it's a svina rekedes, so it's on a slant, where do you put the exact bezichim? So it's a bomba kasha Rav Yechonam. Based on the Yama Kemin Teva Prutza Hainu de Havias bezichim, that's where you place the bezichim. El Man the Yama Kemin Svina rekedes, that's like a boat that goes very quick. Hey, Havias bezichim. How do you place the bezichim? Where do you place the bezichim? And for the Gemara, Mokum Avad Luhu, they took one of the walls of this boat, of this lechem, and they carved out a space to put the bezichim.
How can we write down the shulchan?
There's no room on the shulchan.
The boat shape, there was a narrow point, right. The end, there's gaps in the
right, so we'll see in a second, there won't be room there, but right, you could have put it under the breads maybe, but we'll see that that's where it held up the walls at that spot, so there was no place to put the bezichim there. So, and also it says Nasata al Marachas, that's the name problem. It says Al Hamarachas, say Al Shulchan. Nasata al Hamarachas, that's probably the real Teretz, that says to put on Marachas. Marachas means the pile of breads. It says in the Pasuk that you put Besamtoi some Shtayim Marachas, Shesh Hamarachas al Shulchan atarf Ne'ashem. 6-6, this is Lashon HaPasuk, the pile of 12 chalas was 6. So it was on the mareches. So therefore, it has to be on the bread. And the question was, the bread can't hold it. And if they were makom avalu, you made a space in the wall of the bread to put the vezichim. Next kasha. Bishlaman di amal kementeva prutza hainu of the asvi konim. That this is why you understand that there was 3 konim between all the 6 chalas. The 6 chalas. So the first one was on the shulchan. The next one, you put these rods on top of it. It was held up by the walls, and you put the challah on top of that. This was to make space in between.
How big was the chuppah? Was it 5 by 1?
It was 5 tefachim, and how wide it was? It was around 5 tefachim wide. 5 by 5, but it was really 10 by 5 because it went up 2.5 tefachim. But the point is here, how high? So we had it on Yontif, we had the blat, how high it was. Machlokes, if it depends on 6 or 5, so it was either 15 tefachim high or 12 tefachim high. That's how high the marachas was. Now in between every one of the chalas, they put these rods. Why? In order they shouldn't get spoiled and shouldn't get moldy, you don't want it to touch each other. They're hot, the chalas. So you want to have a little ear space in between, so they have an airflow in between. So you put these 3 konim in between them. The 3 konim, the Gemara is asking, if it's a teva prutza, so the 3 konim fit very nicely on the bread, because it fits evenly, because you have a box. But if it's a boat, so the middle one is good, but the 2 ends have nowhere to sit. They're sitting at the corner of the boat. The boat will tip. It won't fit onto the boat good. So, fear of Yechon, how do you fit those rods, those karim? Mishnah van the Yama, come in Teva Prutza, and have Yasvi karim. Ela van the Yama, come in Svino, Rikedas, karim hechav Yasvi. Where do you place the karim? So it bets me the whole kasha bothered me a little bit that you could have just put it on that corner. But the more it seems like that would like break the challah if you put it on the corner, it seems like. So my answer is, you add a little dough to the end of the boat in order to hold the konim. So I guess that's like more reinforced. You put a little like dough, extra dough at the ends, and that's reinforced, and that will hold up the konim. So that's not a kasha. Next kasha. So then you understand that the walls, the snifim are the two, there's really 4 walls of the shulchan. Now picture the shulchan, get into a rectangle, 2 by 1. On the long side, there were these 2 tall boards, that like walls of a shelf, that were on both sides, of the shulchan. So 2 on this side, 2 on the other side. Now, bishlam of teva prutza, so it fits snug on the wall, because it's a square box. So the walls is supporting it because it's straight. It fits snugly in there. It fits snugly in between the 2 walls, and it's very good smack. But if it's a svina rekedes, what's holding it up? It'll just tip this way and that way. What's holding it up? So the Gemara Bishlam, then we sit on the table, prutz hanu sam chalei stifim lechem. Elamad then we come svina rekedes. Heichi sam chalei stifim lechem. How does the stifim hold up the lechem? And for the Gemara, the ogulahu megal. They made these shelves. Each level had a shelf. The sides of the konim. This is a shelf that was set under the challah. It was like the shape of the challah of the svina rekedes. It was like a shape of the svina. And that's what held it up, supported it, because each level had the shelf. So that's the answer to the question. Bishlam, now those are 3 kashas on the Mandi Amar, svina rekedes, and we answered all of them. The first kasha was that where do you put the bezichim? Teretz is to make a space. Where do you put the konim? Teretz is you have the extra dough. The third kasha was, how does the wall hold it up? Teretz, you have a shelf that's rounded, shelves here that are rounded that hold the shape of the challah, hold up the challah. Now I'm more asking this: Bishlam Mande Amar Kemin Svina Rekedes, Hainu Devidin Snifim. Bishlam Mande Amar like Svina Rekedes, you understand why you need Snifim to hold it up, because without those Snifim and those rounded parts, it will not stay up at all. You can't pile up 6 boats on top of each other; they'll just like fall over the place. But Lamandi Amar Teva Prutza, Snifim only. What do you need Snifim at all? Just pile up 6 breads; they're beautifully made. 6 breads in a beautiful shape. Put them 6 on top of each other. So the Gemara, no, you need the wall. You know what? Agav yukur de lechem talach. Since the lechem gets heavy, it'll collapse. And therefore, you need that wall to support it, and that supports it, keeps it upright, keeps it straight, it won't collapse and break. So if you hold svina rekedes, so what holds up the snifim? The snifim are these walls. They have on the bottom a little bit of a little ledge, a little bend. It bends in, and it bends in. And it goes under the first shelf that's holding the chalas. It goes under that, and that supports it. Then the chalas sit on top of it, and it doesn't collapse. Like, you know, some people have like a book to hold a bunch of books. They put a little wall, and has a little thing under it. It goes under the books, and that holds up that wall. Here also, the wall will go under the first challah, with the shelf. That will hold up the wall. And now you know I can't put bezichim there because there's a wall there. But I think the reason is al merechus anyway. But that was my reason before, that this has the wall here. Al kapana, but bishlam man diyamas finuri kadas. So there's snifim gav shulchan manichon. The snifim are the walls are being held up on the shulchan. The bread takes up the entire table. Where do you put the wall to be held up? It takes up the entire table, the bread. So you can't, and the bread has to be ala shulchan. That's the law, it has to be ala shulchan. It's sitting on the floor. The walls will be sitting on the floor if you hold that. It's teva prutza. A lot of nafkminas here. So if you hold teva prutza, it sits on the floor. It sits on the floor. So it's really more like bitmiya. Maruch la ara? La ara maruch lu? So tomorrow, yeah, in. Dom rabba abba amma. Well, divra imer. Kamin svinu rekedas. Svinif malagav shulchan. Svinif is the gav shulchan. And according to Bandi Yama, not Munachim. Divra imer. Kamin teva prutza. Svinif malagav karka munachim. It's sitting on the karka. Echanami. So the Gemara. Kaman ozlo. Ho dom rabbi Yehuda. Halechem mayim resa svinif. Vastifim abidim es lechem. This memra that says that the lechem holds up the snifim, and the snifim holds up the lechem. Asim madim is lechem. Who is that like? Kemandiyom asfinu rekedas. Asfinu rekedas. That's what happens because we said like it was on the shulchan. What held the shulchan collapse? All the pile of lechem. So lechem supports the snifim, and the snifim supports the lechem. So we have these two mandiyom. And now we have a kasha on meisvei. Meisvei on top of tzadikem and aleph. Meisvei kemin kiveres hoyulabatano. The defus in the Tanner was like a kaveris. Now, like Tosafot speaks out, kaveris was round. It was not round. But what was similar to a kaveris like a basket, what made it similar to kaveris was that defus in the oven had little holes in order that the ear should escape. So that's why it's called a kaveris. Meitzi, kamin kaveris hoyu lo b'taner, v'doi mikim in tavlim ravas. And it was like a square plate in the oven. Pretty clear that it's a teva prutza, it's a rai to Rav Chanina, that's a teva prutza. It's a square. So the Gemara is not shver. Emo upia doima kamin tavlim ravas. The tap was similar to tavlim ravas. The tap, why? You want to be able to get it in easily. But about the bottom was shaped like a boat, like the Rebbeinu Gershon speaks out. Rebbeinu Gershon says, "Upia meruba meroichev kedei sheikonis ba lechem berevach." Aval lamata also had tefus kamin svina regadas. But about the tefus was regadas. But how do you get it in and out? So on the top was square, and on the bottom was the shape of a svina. And that's what means tavlim ravas, not shver. Huh? You saw on the outside, I was there, on the bottom that I was svina, 100%. But the top was square. The opening.
The door was placed on the outside, you said.
No, that's what the Taisvitz. But the Pashtar was, like Taisvitz says, it was the inside. But if you say on the outside, it was Rabbeinu Gershon not shtim. It's good kasha. If you Taisvitz, Rabbeinu Gershon not shtim. That's on the outside. Sounds like from here, from Rabbeinu Gershon, it was the inside. If you Taisvitz, you have to say, Pia Daimi Kamin Tavlim Ravas, is maybe because I had to stick onto the oven somehow, that's why it was square. But he's saying that the shape itself was not like that. It was like the shape itself was like a svina, really. And Mara says, Tanya, there's a braisa, it's a good kasha. Tanya, there's a braisa, kamandi omar, kamin svina rekadas. We have a braisa that's like mandi omar, svina rekadas. Who's that? That's like Rav Yechanan. A braisa like Rav Yechanan. The braisa like this, the Tanya. Our boss, nifim shal zava yisham. There was these four walls, four snifim. Mefutsal murashem kim dakronim. They had, coming out of it, like branches, like the akronim, and that was where the konim were. How you should say mechem as lechem? You put lechem on that. Shu doima kevin svina rekadas. It says klon the brayser that the bread was doima svina rekadas. So we have a brayser like Rabbi Yechonon. So adkan the gemara of what the shape of the lechem upon was. So how would you paskin? How would you paskin? How would you paskin like Rabbi Yechonon? Because we says tanya kavasei. There's a tanya like Rabbi Yechonon. All the kashrus will answer both ways. We have a brayser that svina rekadas, and it sounds pretty clear. Pasuk Rabbi Yechonon. The problem is, look at the Rambam. The Rambam pasuk Rabbi Chanina. Rashi and Chumash also says teva prutza, but the Rashi and halacha sefer. But in the Rambam halacha lemaisa in Perek Hey halacha test, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Chanina. That was teva prutza. Freik the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah understands the Tanya kavasei. So everyone has their own mahalach. Kesef Mishnah says mahalach is because Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Yechonon. That's his mahalach. The Radvaz has this mahalach. Ayin Shom in the Mefarshei Rambam, but this is how we pass in that it's a teva prutzah.